This podcast is for entertainment and informational purposes only and should not be considered professional advice. Should you need any medical, psychological, or psychiatric advice, please consult a professional in your area. Thank you. Hello again, here at a piece of yourself, you listening with your ears, one of your many senses, you know, our ego, we all have one, that's how it's learned everything, all of our feelings. Most of our feelings, or what we know as our feelings, has been based off of all of our five senses, or six senses, or however many senses we have. But what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you feel, what you taste, and then the feelings that you've associated with those things. Interesting things we learn about the mind and psychology within ourselves. Psychology is, well, most of it, if you read some really good stuff, is got a lot of, it's got like a, it's almost like a spiritual undertone to it, because it's like parts of it are understandable, but then there's other parts that aren't, because we can just change so drastically within our mind. There's just so many documented cases of people doing things that were thought to be impossible with their minds, you know, and I mean like little things, like I could never learn this one thing, and they said I never would, and then I learned it and became a master. Gosh, how do you do that? I don't know, I just did. You know, it's like I thought about it. My mind just grew, just figured out a way. It's amazing what our mind can do at any time. And you need to know that. It's a good motivating tool to want to try new things, to get away from feeling like you'll fail. And those habitual fears that we're in. They were taught to us by those around us because they were afraid to. There's all kinds of reasons to be afraid, and as long as we keep looking at those things and believing those things, they'll just continue to be very, very real within our own mind. And fear causes some pretty terrible stuff in our body. Like, it's good to know how to be focused too, you know, any emotion, if it goes too much in one way, will make you behave erratically and make poor choices and make mistakes, which in certain situations you definitely wouldn't want to do. You know, if you were running from something, like an animal chasing you, if we're going back a while in history, where there was like an earthquake and you had to run, like there was life and death situations, you would have to be like, you have to be very focused and determined and know correct approaches to things, which again is involved with focus. Fear, if harmonized with focus, can definitely help. But if it's allowed to become this thing where I just have an all-out panic and I just don't even look around me and just run, I'm probably gonna trip and fall and something's gonna happen. You know, we gotta be focused, and in life we gotta be focused. So, I have been off. Well, I shouldn't say that at this point, but I had a nice little stretch of holidays where I definitely got some much needed time to recharge, a lot of time to read and look within myself and see, you know, continue working on myself, seeing my reactions growing. I've made some pretty wonderful realizations. And I think that we've been shown the answer to the source of our problems and how to get over it numerous times throughout our life. We just don't listen, you know, because the realizations that I've made, I know I've either thought of them or been reminded of these things before. But maybe it's more I wasn't in the right frame of mind at the time. So as I continue working on myself, I definitely feel like a new person after these days off. You know, we are constantly changing. And we should, like throughout our life, it's like that's why the snake was always very symbolic of rebirth, because it constantly sheds its skin numerous times. And that's what should be happening with us, you know. We just keep kind of outgrowing this older shell, and we just keep growing out and growing out and growing out throughout our life. We learn new things, we take things differently, we start hopefully leaning towards more love and understanding and determination and helpful, useful tools. There are things, there's so much knowledge out there. So a few days ago, I was back to work, and a night shift too. I handled both night shifts well, I have to say. I thought I'd be very tired, but it was actually quite good. I was there, my first shift back, not that long, and I hear somebody yelling, you know, fuck, followed by, I fucking hate this place. Walking in, and there's a bunch of work, let's say that the last shift left behind, which they probably had their reasons for. But regardless, there it is. There's the work. There's the situation. How are you going to handle it? And there are many of us who handle it poorly. We already don't want to go there. We've established the idea that I don't like work. And then anything that's out of the ordinary, it's going to make us hate work even more. It's not going to make us all of a sudden feel good. You need to understand that you're there to do a job. You're there because you get paid. It's the only reason you're there. And if you know what you're doing, then learn, grow, apply your knowledge, handle it as best you can. The shift ends, you go home. On to the next shift. Yes, there's opportunities for change, and maybe in many times I believe change is definitely needed for all of us to continue growing. But we gotta be happy while we search for change, while we try to apply change, because we'll have better results. I leave one job because I absolutely hate it, and there's a good chance that what happened was I just was listening to a bunch of people complaining about something so many times that now I don't like it. It just happens. It happens. A lot. I start hating it like they do for years. Then I leave the job, maybe, or maybe I don't, but let's say I do. Well, I'm going to be the same way at the next job I go to. Something's going to happen, somebody's going to complain enough times, and I'm going to start complaining now. What I'm doing is I'm establishing myself as the kind of person who's easily influenced into being all miserable too. Or now that's just maybe who I am. Right now that's who I am. But if I really want to see, oh my gosh, I am complaining all the time. Oh my God, I do hate going to work. Oh my God, that's not good for me. This is my life every day. Shouldn't I be happy every day no matter what? And I can be. I can go to work and have a smile on my face and be like, yeah, this is where I work and I have a job and everything I own right now is because of my job. And yes, I go to work and I put my part, but they're also paying me. And I know, yes, the way the world works and the way things are going, costs of things are up and it's very, very difficult. I understand. I struggle as well. But even through that struggle, I still have a choice. Am I just gonna cut costs, minimize a little bit, but still enjoy parts of every day, still interact, maybe look for new opportunities? But I gotta be happy, right? If I'm angry, it's gonna be very hard for me to succeed in things. And this is coming from somebody who's been angry a lot. It's never helped, and it never will. So yeah, I got to work, and as I said, 5 minutes in, somebody said, I fucking hate this place. And, you know, there was an opportunity right there. I saw it. I saw it. I observed. Wow, there it is. There's that old, like, hey, welcome back. Who are you this time? Here's the thing that you've seen many times that has the potential to make you start looking at things and being like, oh man, now I'm annoyed. Are you going to do that again? Is that still you? Or are you... And I wasn't. I changed. I just observed it throughout the night. Second night, go in. Now, we all have different behavioral patterns, different reactions to things. Those of us who are quiet, those of us who are loud and love to share our stories. And then there's reactive, you know, those of us who are easily frustrated or easily agitated. Those of us who are very carefree. Those of us who are a little on edge. I mean, there's a lot of different combinations. And we see this in all the people around us. Especially if we, depending on what they're willing to share, what they do share. Well, a certain associate of mine at work, he gets frustrated very easily, and I know what this life is like. You know, my father was very, very impatient, like very impatient, and I did inherit some of that from watching him. I know that, as most of us do, from watching behaviors on other people from a young age. It doesn't help me at all. It's terrible, actually. Patience, you need patience. I mean, I need patience. Patience is key in life. If you can master that, boy, whew, help you with a lot of things. So, you know, there was frustrating things, as there is every shift. There are things that happen always. Opportunities again when everything that happens, every spontaneous thing that normally frustrates you, it's like ding dong every day, ding dong, hello there, I am here, to say hello, you know? Are you gonna say hello back to me, or are you just gonna, maybe just look at you, smile, and shut the door instead of saying come in, and I'm gonna let this frustrate me. And it wasn't like I just walked into work and didn't get frustrated at all, you know? They were there, but they were fewer, shorter, and met with a very deep observation of myself and seeing what was happening. And there was two associates at work, one on one machine and one working with me. And it's nothing against any individual for their feelings and their reactions, but it was one individual who was easily frustrated, and another individual who was very easily frustrated. And yes, there are reasons for most of these things, you know, things that have happened in our life that we didn't get the right teachings when they happened, and we formed very, very deep-rooted reactions to things that don't do us any favors. It's very, very common. Not helpful, not good, but common. And this is, like, again, I say this as somebody who understands getting easily frustrated. I allowed that to form within myself as well, and it's been something that I've worked on and have been working on. It's understanding what that is, looking at things in a new way, because I have to understand what it is, why I'm changing it, and what I'm changing it into to properly do these things. I can't just empty something with nothing to fill its place, otherwise it's going to show up again. It's like a swap. And I saw that the second night at work. The one lady was frustrated, and she, in the time that I've known her, which has been the full time at work, which is 10 years now, I don't know her. Like, I haven't had in-depth conversations, but I do know how to judge character, and I'm a very fair judge. I understand very well pain and confusion and suffering, and I know that this lady, as well as many of us, as well as even in myself, you know, I understand now that when injustices within our own mind, meaning when something unfair happens to you and you don't know how you're supposed to react to it, you can feel like it was very, 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 like intensely very unfair. And that feeling is born maybe from the very first time it happened without proper understanding and what you should do about it and how to counteract it. And then the next time anything similar to it happens, it only grows. Then you fast forward to somebody in their 40s or 50s who never ever worked on that and only ever kept adding and more because maybe they thought of more and more injustices within their own mind. Unfair things happened again and again and again and again and again. Just build, 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 build. Now we just lose it all the time. This is literally what's happening. Habit, lack of understanding, poor reactions. Because our emotions can run wild, our feelings run wild when not properly understood. What is this and why is it happening and why is it even there and all that stuff. Like, I gotta learn this stuff. And it's never too late. I could be somebody very, very angry or very, very scared or very, very nervous, and I could be in my 60s. And if I really want to start learning and understanding, oh my gosh, look what I am, and I don't want to be this person anymore, I can just start reading, but reading it like I actually want to know. Like, I am so determined to focus. That's what I'm going to do. I'm choosing to do this every day. I will get somewhere, I'll tell you that. You will get somewhere. And these two individuals at work who were very easily agitated and these were at these phases in their life, they agitated one another. And the gentleman was telling everybody about his agitation, which, you know, is just making you suffer more the more people you tell what the bad thing that happened. Because again, if you're really hurt and you say, oh my God, this person did this and this and this, and you're saying it like they're just so bad and they knew what they were doing and they hated you and they're just, this isn't fair. And you say it and you say it and you say it, and everybody you say it to just sits there quietly and doesn't say anything to you. It just lets you pour out this thing that's very inaccurate, because your emotions are running wild and they're not true. It's not that bad what's happening. It's because all the years your reaction is now so powerful, and that's what you need to realize, you know. But so when we tell people these things, what I think what should happen, but usually doesn't, is that somebody that you tell should eventually be like, hey, now, remember, you know, we all have things going on, it's all good, you know, it's, you know, the positivity. There's so many different ways to share that information. You can't necessarily say like, no, what you're doing is wrong. But I can at least be like, hey, let's try to focus on this and not that. Because every time we focus on that, and I'm only saying this from my own experience, I'm going to get more and more angry, and then I'm going to be the one who suffers. Nobody else is going to be suffering, only me. I'm going to be mad. And being mad is not a good feeling. It sucks. It's not good for your body either. And, I got to say too, now, like I said, being somebody who also has experienced frustration and anger in my life several times and just allowed it to become what it did. Even the minimal frustrations that have happened since then, it's almost like I see them now as that future view of where that ends up, you know, when we hold on to the pain and when we just constantly feel this unfairness and I don't want to react. I don't want to react like that, you know, for the rest of my life. I don't want to react like that anymore. But then when we start feeling those things, not all of us, but it's easy to be like, this is not fair. Oh my gosh, I already have so much work in my life and I'm just tired. And then we get this whole poor mindset going, and it's easy to just feel like it's not fair and you want to give up, and all just feed that negativity. It's like you got to remind yourself like, no, I'm a human. I'm capable of so much, especially within my mind, and all of this pain is in my mind. I need to regain control of this tool that I have, which is my mind. Understand it better. I can absolutely and will do this. Maybe if I feel annoyed at my reaction someday or tired of it, that's a beautiful reminder that maybe it's time, maybe you're ready to actually start applying a different look on things. And it's an everyday endeavor. I know it is for me. I have to work tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow and the next day. So there will be opportunities. There will be reminders. I will have to do reminding of my own. Because if I don't seize certain opportunities, well, I should rephrase. There are opportunities, both good and bad, right? There are opportunities to look at something differently and grow and realize something every day. And there are opportunities to continue down the same path, react poorly, not change, add to my pain every day. And yes, it can be overwhelming, again, in your mind. And that's sometimes why we end up having a drink or turning to a certain substance. I think I'll end this here. I have written more, but There's just so much to share with everything, and we're at the almost a 25-minute mark. I don't want it to make it too long. You do have things to do today, I'm sure. Opportunities to meditate, focus on some breathing, even 10 minutes. Remember, every day remind yourself who you are, what you are. I'm here to learn. I'm here to grow. I'm here to understand myself better, and in doing so, will understand others around me. It will help improve how I look at things. And through my journey, there's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be change. But if I really try to see that up and down is different sides of the same thing, it will help my approach. It'll push me to want to learn things, perhaps. Thank you for listening. Much strength to you. May you experience gratitude today. Work on yourself in some small way. Even an old habit. See it. Anything. Made coffee this morning, and I haven't opened the jar and smelled the coffee in a while. I did that today, and it was most enjoyable. And if I sat there, closed my eyes, smelt it, sat there for another minute, took a few deep breaths, thought about the smell, thought about the visualizations in my head. Very simple things are very helpful. It can be so beautiful, and you can see them so in depth. It's very good practice to open your mind, seeing things more in depth, so that you start seeing everything more in depth, including your thoughts, including the thoughts of others. What's really going on? Where's the pain in you? Where's the pain in them? It's not my responsibility to change others, only to change myself. Share helpful knowledge. The rest is up to all of us. All right. Take care, and until next time.